Let's take a moment to think about a critical distinction within the MQI instrument, the difference between CCASP and richness. Richness and CCASP are intended to capture different things. In the richness codes, we're interested in the richness of the mathematics in which students are immersed, regardless of whether students are actively participating in meeting making or the teacher is doing the bulk of the work. In CCASP, we're looking at what students are doing and their level of engagement with the mathematics. To further clarify this distinction, let's discuss two scenarios. In both scenarios, the class works on integer addition. The teacher begins by reviewing how to use colored chips to solve integer addition problems, and then assigns 5 problems involving adding integers with the same sign, followed by 5 problems involving adding integers with different signs. Students complete this work using number lines or manipulatives, and then put their answers on the board. In the first scenario, teacher A takes this data and does all the work and all the thinking for the students. She describes in detail the pattern for the like and unlike groups of problems, and then makes a complete mathematical generalization from the examples on the board. In the second scenario, teacher B asks the students to look for patterns across and within the 2 groups of additions. One student hypothesizes that when the numbers are the same, you just add them together. The teacher challenges the group to take the student's idea and build from it. Another student explains that adding same sign integers is just like adding chips of the same color. You get more and more chips. Another student adds, when you add different sign integers, pair up reds and blues to make 0 sums, and that uses up the chips, so you're left with fewer chips than you started with. Both segments would score well for richness. Both contain nicely developed generalizations. However, only the second segment would be rated as strong for CCASP.